B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
We speak to our good friend, Mr. Ron Jaworski. Good morning, Jaws.
Gentlemen, great to be with you once again. You got me thinking about the stoop this morning. you got me off my game.
I know, right? Do we not say that every once in a while? Oh, it's a beautiful day for the stoop. Just sit out there, people watch. Jaws, how was your Thanksgiving, man? We missed you last weekend.
Well, I was on my way to Miami last Friday morning on a flight. It was a beautiful flight, a beautiful 3 days. Except the outcome of the game was god-awful. Just a dreadful performance by that Eagles defense last week. So you got to move forward. And obviously some tremendous help last night from the Chicago Bears. The Cowboys are a mess right now, and it looks like this Eagle team will have a playoff game in January. So you got to be optimistic right now.
Oh, I like that. I love that optimistic, Charles. I need more of that in my life. But here's the thing. How does a team rally the troops, get back into it? How do they pick themselves up after such a devastating loss to the Dolphins?
You know, it's really hard. And I'm a big believer in pride, you know, that individual player pride, you know, pride in your particular segment, offense, defense, or special teams, you know, pride in the team in general, pride in your city. And to me, that's what separates, you know, mediocrity from excellence. And this team's got to find their pride right now. You know, since that Super Bowl win against the Patriots, they're 15-15. This is a mediocre football team. Any way you look at it, 15-15, it's a mediocre team. That being said, I don't think the talent level is mediocre. I felt it at the beginning of the season that this is a team that was a potential Super Bowl contender. They certainly haven't played that way, and I'll be the first to admit that. It's been disappointing, but everything is still in front of them. Now it's up to each individual player, the coaching staff, not just Doug, the assistant coaches. Doug's got to coach these assistant coaches really hard and make sure they're coaching their positions. And then they got a chance to move on in the next month of the season.
Since that loss, the Eagles have moved on from Mac Collins. They decided to cut him to promote someone off the practice squad for protection. How is it that we have seen the wide receiver position in general struggle throughout the season? A guy like Greg Ward comes in off the practice squad. A lot of people here just saying, give him a chance, give him an opportunity, and he's taking advantage of that opportunity. J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, it took a long time to incorporate into the offense as well. If that was his fault in learning the playbook, or if this is the coach's fault for not coaching him up. How is it that you could go this long in a season and just discovering this talent now?
Well, you know, you have to have speed. And the one thing this offense is bereft of right now, it's speed. Now, I know DeSean Jackson was supposed to be there. I know he gets hurt week one, hasn't come back since. Maybe he'll be around for a playoff game or two if the Eagles are able to get into the playoffs. But clearly, you know, when you look at this team, and actually I would say on both sides of the football, it's bereft of real game-breaking speed. You know, you watch all these other teams, there's always one guy that's blowing the top off the defense, running by somebody. The Eagles just lack that kind of player at the wide receiver position. There's good, steady possession, solid wide receivers. When you look at, you know, your Zach Ertz and Alshon Jeffrey, these are good, solid football players, but there's no one that the defense fears as a wide receiver. And I'm looking at the defensive side, which really bothered me last week, and I think I'm sure it bothered everybody, is, you know, I mean, when Ryan Fitzpatrick lights you up like that, there's some concern, big concern. And you know, I particularly watched the safety play in that game. And Rodney McLeod and Malcolm Jenkins are really good football players, but they're good in the run game. They're good box players. When you have to ask them to play deep and cover people in space, they struggle with that. When is the last time Rodney has made a play from the free safety position to the sideline? He just doesn't have that speed. And it's obvious when you look at his team. He's a good football player, but that's not what he does best. And I also think Jim Schwartz is a little bit culpable in this situation, too, because he just refuses to play cover two. They've only played 56 snaps of cover two all season long, as opposed to 314 snaps of single high safety, which, according to my calculation. So he's not giving these corners help with split safety looks. And when you watch guys struggle like the corners did in Miami, please give them some help.
I mean, we're all waiting for that moment as we're speaking with Ron Jaworski here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ron, the other part of this defensively has to do with what you've seen up front. They had a lot of pressure early on in that game against Miami. What are they going to have to do against the Giants, who don't necessarily, they might give up quarterback hits, but not necessarily a lot of sacks?
You know, it was interesting you bring up that Miami game last week in the first quarter. The Eagles' defensive line just dominated. I mean, they were just jacking those guys up and taking them backwards. I mean, I watch the game, and I look at the tape, and they just ran out of gas in that first quarter. I mean, their legs were heavy. There was no push, and all of a sudden, you know, Miami did a better job with some max pros, but there was no domination by that Eagles' defensive line. And I always say this. You know, your great players have to play great. So that defensive line, to me, is where they have to pick up their game this week against the Giants. And, oh, by the way, the Giants are, you know, they've lost 8 in a row. You know, they're not playing good football, but this might be the outside of the quarterback, and I think they're probably a little better right now with Eli coming back because he'll get the ball out quicker than a Daniel Jones. But for the first time, it looks like they're going to have their full complement of weapons in Saquon Barkley and all their receivers and, you know, Golden Tate back healthy and Shepard back. And, you know, they're going to get their guys back, and they've improved the offense line. They played awful, but they have some talent. So you just can't discount this Giants team.
Josh, you were saying a couple of minutes back, you outlined so many of the limitations that this team has, whether it's speed offensively, speed defensively, wherever it may be. That being said, if they hit their so-called stride, what is this team? Are they just still not a very good team, an average team, or could they make some noise should something happen?
Well, I actually thought last week as they got healthier, you know, all of a sudden the offensive line was finally back and Lane Johnson and Brandon Brooks are back. And, you know, I thought the big advantage the Eagles had against the Dolphins was just go in there and Trey knows this. When you feel you can dominate a defensive line, let's go out there and just smash them in the mouth. You know, let's impose our will. Let's be our road grader offensive line. You know, the Eagles get the turnover, the first play of the game. What do they do? They're trying to sit a skinny post to the end zone. I'm like, what are they doing? This is a team that they should just go out there and hit in the mouth and just blow them off the ball. And yet they went to the finesse part of their game. And that bothered me. I think some offensive linemen to stand up and say, here's how we're going to win football games, coach. Give us a chance. Put it on us. Let's go and let's knock people off the ball and play physical style of football. It's December. You're going to be playing hopefully in January. You're not going to get beautiful days of, you know, sunny skies to throw the football in. It's got to be some old school football, knock people off the ball. And that, you know, this is where Howie Rosen and Doug built this team. They built it to win in the trenches. So let those guys win.
Go ahead, Trey.
Especially when you get in the second half and you only run the ball, what, 7 or 9 times?
Yeah, oh, no, you know, the Eagles do run the ball a lot. You know, they average almost 28 attempts per game, which is 7th in the NFL. And that's kind of surprising because you don't get the sense that this is a team that, you know, hangs its hat on the running game. You know, but they do run the ball a lot. But I think there are stretches where, you know, where Doug forgets to call some runs. And I know I've told you guys this story before. You know, when Dick Vermeil was winning his championship in St. Louis, and Mike Martz was calling the plays, he would always go up to Mike Martz, you know, after a series or two, because Mike Martz would tend to forget he had this guy, Marshall Faulk, in the backfield. And Dick Vermeil would have to go up and say, hey, 28. Hey, 28. In other words, alerting him to the running game, alerting him to get the ball in the hands of 28, the big play player. So, you know, I think every once in a while, someone's got to say to Doug, hey, Doug, run the damn ball.
speaking with Ron Jaworski, Ron, you're probably well aware of this, I would assume. The quarterback in football gets way too much credit and way too much blame. Here's a cliche. When people watch Carson Wentz, it's automatically a lightning rod as any quarterback in the city has ever been. When it comes to his performance going forward, what do you need to see from Carson Wentz for the rest of the season?
Yeah, I actually thought he played a very solid game against the Dolphins last week. You know, he did miss a couple. He has a tendency now and then to have a few mechanical breakdowns and footwork and, you know, arm slot placement, and the ball will sail on him for a few times. But I thought for the most part, you know, he had control of his game. He had control of the offense. For the most part, I thought he had recovered from that New England and Seattle game and gave the Eagles offense a real solid game. And, you know, he has the talent. It's not even a question of what this guy can do. You know, we've seen enough of Carson Wentz to know there's not a throw he can't make, there's not a play he can't make. I think he's just got to find his own comfort zone, take a deep breath, and just enjoy playing quarterback and embrace what it takes to play that position.
Ron, last thing for you, your charitable donations and your interaction with the community really does know no bounds, my man. Was this thing I saw about 200 bikes being donated for some kids in our area?
Yep, we gave away. We're giving away 200 bikes today down at the Vineland YMCA for those kids down in Cumberland County. 200 bikes, and next week we're giving away 200 bikes at the Boys and Girls Club in Philadelphia. So we're going to give away 400 bikes, and I can't thank people enough that have donated to this, and the staff that we actually built the bikes yesterday, and they get a bike, a helmet, and a lock. And at 4 o'clock today at the Vineland YMCA, there'll be 200 families that'll walk into that Y. They have no idea why they're going to be there, but their kids are going to get a bike. And you just cannot imagine the smile on these kids' faces. In about an hour after they get that bike, the parking lot is filled with kids out there riding around in their bikes, and it gives them great freedom and exercise as well, which is what my foundation is all about, giving young people an opportunity.
Good on you, man. And finally, your prediction, Eagles-Giants Monday Night Football, Eli Manning returning under center for the G-Men.
Monday Night Football, the Eagles will win 27-17.
27-17, you heard it here first. Jaws, always great talking to you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, gentlemen.
97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.